Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, February 16th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Leading today is a fun story out of Apple Park, the company's new Jony Ive-designed headquarters. According to Bloomberg, some distracted Apple employees have struggled to adjust to the circular glass building, with some staffers accidentally walking into glass walls. According to the story, employees have resorted to placing Post-it notes to problematic windows, but these Post-it notes were taken down due to distracting from the building's design. While there are subtle markings on the glass, it's apparently not enough. While customers can't enter Apple Park, a quick visit to almost any Apple store will offer the same challenge. In the CarPlay space, Subaru has opened up pre-orders for its all-new Ascent SUV, which comes with Apple CarPlay Standard. This marks the brand's fourth model with Apple CarPlay, following the 2017 Impreza and 2018 Crosstrek and Legacy. In the business world, HP has announced a new device as a service expansion that will make it easier for the company to support iPhones, iPads, Macs, and other Apple products. The goal is for HP to be able to support its business customers with Apple products without relying on Apple directly, with features including managed services and analytics from HP. The program will start in the US, then move to other countries starting next year. And Apple has launched a rich new Close Your Rings microsite to promote healthy living with the Apple Watch. The new site includes loads of examples of how to complete fitness goals with Apple Watch, doing everyday activities, including working out or playing with your kids. Also in the Apple Watch space today is a stunning story about an Apple Watch customer who credits the device for saving her life. Casey Anderson is a 24-year-old mother who was rear-ended by a drunk driver at a stoplight while her 9-month-old son was in the car. She lost her iPhone in the chaos, but managed to call 911 using her Apple Watch with the built-in SOS feature. Her injuries were serious enough that she credits Apple Watch for saving both her and her son's life. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.